AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is questioning President Trump's fitness for the job. It follows a meeting with congressional Democrats yesterday that the president cut short.
Oh, there's no question. The White House is just crying out for impeachment. That's why he flipped yesterday, because he was hoping.
The response from House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy.
I think that's irresponsible of the speaker to even say. Remember what office she has. Remember what position the speaker is in the line to become president. To have that kind of conversation is irresponsible.
Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says it's the Democrats who are insane if they think the president should work on legislation with them when they accuse him of engaging in a cover-up in the Trump-Russia election investigation. President Trump is out of town on Memorial Day, and the AP Sagar Magani reports he made a trip to a traditional Memorial Day destination today.
The president and first lady made an unannounced trip to Arlington National Cemetery. They visited Section 34, the final resting place of, among others, famed World War I commander John Pershing. The first couple placed small American flags at several grave sites. President Trump will miss Monday's annual Memorial Day commemoration at Arlington, since he'll be in Japan, where his spokeswoman says he'll hold a separate holiday event. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The mayor in Jefferson City, Missouri, Kerry Turgan, is seeing a lot of damage.
A lot of trees down, power lines down, homes and apartments with roofs and walls missing.
There are no reports of deaths in Jefferson City from a tornado. At least three storm deaths are reported in the state of Missouri. Two barges, meantime, that broke loose on the swollen Arkansas River struck a dam in Oklahoma, and at least one sank into the river. The Senate has passed a bill that aims to combat the illegal robocalls. It's not clear what will happen next to that bill in the House. This is AP Radio News. Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan says the Pentagon is presenting proposals to the White House to send military reinforcements to the Middle East. He was asked how many troops are being considered.
What we're focused on right now is, do we have the right force protection in the Middle East? And as soon as there's a change, I promise, I'll give you an update.
And there were reports on numbers earlier.
What you may find is that we're conservative. You know, more protection is better than less protection. So that's really been the nature of the dialogue.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says President Trump is evaluating the force posture in the Middle East every day regarding tensions with Iran. John Walker Lind got out of prison today in Indiana. The man from California was in prison for 17 years for providing support to the Taliban. Lind is under tight restrictions that reflect government fears that he still harbors radical views. It's not immediately clear where Lind will live. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.